There have been over 300 suspects in the Jack the Ripper murder investigations. For brevity's sake, we will take you down a few of the top suspects. Aaron Kosminski, as detailed previously. Montague Druitt, a school teacher and banker who fit the physical description of Jack the Ripper, and a suicide shortly after Mary Jane's Kelly death led many to believe that he was the culprit, including members of his own family. Walter Sickert, a well-known impressionist artist. He had a known interest in Jack the Ripper, and there is a painting he did of Jack the Ripper's bedroom that he created after spending the night in a room that was said to have been the Ripper's. This interest has led some to believe that he was the Ripper himself, with some accusers claiming many of his paintings are representations of the different Ripper crime scenes. Or what about a member of the royal family? Queen Victoria's eldest son, Prince Albert Victor, Duke of Clarence, has been brought up repeatedly as a suspect. This rumor began in the 1960s, 70 years after his death. The story stated that Albert had inadvertently fathered a child with a young prostitute in the Whitechapel area. Not wanting to bring scandal to the royal family, it was decided that she needed to be killed to be silenced, along with any other women that knew about the baby. Dr. Francis Tumbledee, an American quack doctor from upstate New York. He was living in Whitechapel at the time of the murders and largely fits the physical description of Jack the Ripper as given by eyewitnesses. He'd been arrested multiple times in the U.S. for multiple crimes and was well known for his hatred of women, but especially prostitutes, whom he always referred to as, quote, whores. He was picked up and interviewed several times during the Jack the Ripper investigation, having fit the FBI profile quite well. He had been married previously, and the marriage had broken down as his wife began engaging in prostitution. He had an abusive mother and would have been a loner in the area. But he'd been in Whitechapel long enough that he would have been known to the women working the streets. Around the time Mary Jane Kelly was murdered, Francis had been caught by the police engaging in indecent acts, at this time this means homosexual acts, and was let out on bail. Before he could be tried, however, he fled the country. Back in the United States, Tumbledee began to display a collection of uteruses preserved in jars that he proudly showed to his dinner guests. Already a wanted man in the United Kingdom, both for his indecent acts and as a Ripper suspect, the UK attempted to extradite him, but the United States argued that there was not enough evidence to suggest he was involved in any murders and refused the request. There are dozens more, and even suggestions of a Jane the Ripper rather than a Jack. But each theory has its supporters and detractors, and the reality of the situation is that it's highly unlikely the killer's identity will ever be positively known.